Crime does not pay. In the interest of good citizenship and law enforcement, we present Crime Does Not Pay, based on the famous Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer series of short subjects.
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, number 1246. An hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On Island Radio, KISL Avalon at 88.7 on your FM dial, and anywhere on the planet at KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this week's show, we'll celebrate Herbert Spencer's birthday, do some spring cleaning, and do some babying. We'll also celebrate the arrival of June and have a segment for no particular reason. Last week, May 27th, marked the birth in 1878 in Bunker Hill, Illinois, of Herbert Louis Spencer to Dr. Elias L. Spencer, a dentist, and Minnie Gimble, who taught music from their home. Apart from lessons he probably received from his mother, Herbert's formal musical training began at age 16 in St. Louis, and by 1904 he was musical director of the Irish Village at the St. Louis World's Fair, where John McCormick appeared briefly before going to London to make his first recording. Spencer's first marriage to Cornelia Elizabeth Falk in 1900 ended in divorce, but soon after, on September 16, 1907, he married Fleeta Jan Brown, herself a composer, who also wrote lyrics for some of Spencer's songs. In 1908, he furthered his musical education in New York, where he studied under Enrico Caruso and graduated from the Juilliard School. Even with a successful career, he continued his education in 1926 and 27 at the Conservatory of Music in Leipzig, Germany. In addition to composing, Spencer was an arranger for Lillian Russell and musical associate of the prominent operatic contralto, Madame Ernestine Schumann-Heinck. In the late 20s, he led Spencer's dance orchestra and recorded at least 10 sides, most on Plaza Music Company labels such as Banner. He died August 26, 1944, and is buried in Bellefontaine Cemetery in St. Louis, Missouri. Hits from the Spencer catalog of popular songs and semi-classical ballads include Honey Bunch, Tickle Toes, Dear Heart, What Might Have Been, and these. Thank you.
Thank you.
I've played Gene Rodemick's version of Herbert Spencer's Fancies, but there you have Fletcher Henderson's Dance Orchestra on Black Swan 2022-A from around October or November of 1921. Almost all of the recordings of Fancies are instrumentals, but there are a few vocals with the Fleeta Jan Brown lyrics. Before Fancies, Ray Miller and his orchestra with Mi Niña, which of course means My Little One in Spanish, spelled out phonetically on the label of Brunswick 2814-B from January 7, 1925. We started off our little tribute to Herbert Spencer with the Louisiana Rhythm Kings, and there's Egypt in Your Dreamy Eyes. Brunswick 4923 was recorded January 27, 1930. I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Listener Cleon in Upland recently suggested a spring cleaning segment. Well, even though it's now practically summer, that's a pretty good idea. Now, when most people think of spring cleaning, they think of deep cleaning the house, things like drapes and carpets. But, of course, lots of other things need to be kept clean. Here are the Brothers Quillian.
To tell you no good and all gone well, you got to keep it clean. Let's keep it clean. Everybody wants it when it's good and clean. My gal's got a room and it sure is nice. I've been around there more than twice. Just want to keep it clean. Yes, she keep it clean. Everybody wants it when it's good and clean. That powder may be all right, but take your bath on Saturday night.
Oh, keep it clean.
Aunt Mama,
won't you keep it clean? Everybody wants it when it's good and clean.
Old Aunt Susie is old and tough, but still she keeps on selling that stuff.
So won't you keep it clean?
Oh, yeah,
she keeps it clean. Everybody wants it when it's good and clean.
She's got good trade, but it's all worn out. And I'm gonna tell you what it's all about.
Just cause she keeps it clean. Yes, she keeps it clean. Everybody wants it when it's good and clean.
We all get dirty now and then, but just stay dirty as the dog on thin.
Oh, won't you keep it clean?
Aunt Mama, won't you keep it clean?
Everybody wants it when it's good and clean.
Right, I don't mind seeing her every night.
Just cause she keeps it clean. Yes, yeah, she keeps it clean. Everybody wants it when it's good and clean.
Old Uncle Henry was a natural born fool. He never spent a doggone day in school.
But when he keeps it clean.
Oh, yeah,
he keeps it clean. Everybody wants it when it's good and clean.
When my gal wakes, she don't raise no steam. She's sweeter than peaches with lots of cream.
Oh, yeah, she keeps it clean. Oh, she keeps it clean. Everybody wants it when it's good and clean.
You can have my silver, you can have my gold, but listen here, mama, while I get you told,
you got to keep it clean.
Aunt Mama,
got to keep it clean. Everybody wants it when it's good and clean.
your mama found a jackass to lay in the grass. A bumblebee tongue and meanie, yes ma'am, yes. Oh, won't you be kind to me? I'll be kind to thee. All the time with me, drinking wine with me. You'll be kind to me. It's mama keep you, yes ma'am, clean. Down to mama, 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 won't you look at this? Out in the backyard, mama, doing the yes ma'am twist. Now won't you be kind to me? I'll be kind to thee, all the time with me, drinking wine with me. You'll be kind to me. It's mama keep you, yes ma'am, please. Now we hear the mighty rumbling under the ground. Now it must be the devil turning Tony's mammy round. Now won't you be kind to me? I'll be kind to thee, all the time with me, drinking wine with me. You'll be kind to me. It's mama keep you, yes ma'am, please. Now the preacher's in the pulpit, jumping up and down. Say your mammy's in the basement, hauling pants to lick around. Now won't you be kind to me? I'll be kind to thee. All the time with me, drinking wine with me. You'll be kind to me. It's mama keep you, yes ma'am, please. Now I'm going uptown to buy my baby soap and towel. That needs to take a bath, keep you, yes ma'am, down. Now won't you be kind to me? I'll be kind to thee, all the time with me, drinking wine with me. You'll be kind to me, it's mama keep you, yes ma'am, please. Now I'm going away, baby, buy a pair of bloomers too. That means to wear mom to hide you, yes ma'am, too. Now won't you be kind to me, I'll be kind to thee, all the time with me, drinking wine with me. You'll be kind to me, it's mama keep you, yes ma'am, please. And the hobo playing in the grass. Now the farmer stuck to peep on hobo, yes ma'am, yes. Now won't you be kind to me? I'll be kind to thee. All the time with me, drinking wine with me. You'll be kind to me. It's mama keep you, yes ma'am, please.
Sweet Papa Tadpole is a blues singer whose real name is unknown, but who recorded six sides for Vocalion in Chicago on July 23, 1930, accompanied on guitar by Tampa Red. We just heard one of them, Keep Your Yes Ma'am Clean.
What? What's that?
The label of Vocalion 1687, in fact all six sides, credit Williams as the composer, but whether that's Sweet Papa's last name, a pseudonym for Tampa Red, or even someone else altogether, is unknown. The song was recorded a couple of months later by Walter Cole as Mama Keep Your Yes Ma'am Clean, and was most recently covered in 2016 by the Australian string band The Hillbilly Goats. Before Sweet Papa were the Chicago Footwarmers, led by Johnny Dodds, with Sweep 'em Clean, written by Natty Dominique, cornetist in the band. OK 8792 was recorded on July 3rd or 4th, 1928. We begin that clean segment with Rufus and Ben Quillian with some good advice. Keep it clean. From Columbia Vivatonal 78, number 14560-D, made in Atlanta, Georgia on April 23rd, 1930. Rufus played piano, and the guitarist was James McCrary. Rufus and Ben Quillian made a number of records as the Blue Harmony Boys, and you'll be hearing more from them, maybe later this month. This next segment is presented for no particular reason and without comment. Please, just enjoy the music. Thank you.
Punishment fit the crime, the punishment fit the crime, and make each prisoner fit, willingly represent a source of innocent merriment, of innocent merriment. Let the punishment fit, let the punishment fit, let the punishment fit the crime, the crime, the crime.
We started this set with Kandel's Orchestra and Shaw, which, according to the label of Victor 73113, recorded May 6, 1921, is Yiddish for hush. American clarinetist, composer, arranger, and klezmer bandleader Harry Kandel was born in 1885. His recording career began with Victor in 1916, and over the next 11 years, he released dozens of records of Jewish music. Most of the recordings of Guilty, written by Gus Kahn, Harry Axt, and Richard A. Whiting, are vocals, so following Hush, I went all the way to 1947 for that lovely slow foxtrot instrumental rendition by Victor Sylvester and his ballroom orchestra from British Columbia 78, number FB3329. And we finished up with Let the Punishment Fit the Crime, from the Michael Todd production of The Hot Mikado, written by Gilbert and Sullivan. This swing adaptation was arranged by Doc Cook and recorded by Erskine Hawkins, the 20th Century Gabriel, and his orchestra, on April 8, 1939. The vocalist on Bluebird B-10218 was Jimmy Mitchell. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7 KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7, on demand, anytime at all online, at RapidlyRotatingRecords.com. And we're on all the major podcast directories. I have a note from the May 12th show. You'll remember I played Electric Flashes of 1926 by Ronnie Monroe and his orchestra, with a vocal by Scovell and Weldon. I had spent way more time than I should have looking for their first names before throwing in the towel, but listener Rich had better luck and wrote to tell me they were Ernest Scovell and Frederick Weldon. And after having those names, I was able to confirm them with another primary source. And there you have the rest of the story. And for this segment, we're going to do some babying. Thank you. We started off this babying segment with Maybe I'll Baby You. Max Fisher's California Orchestra played the Dave Stamper music, and the vocal trio of Leonard Lason, Johnny Murray, and Richard Newlin sang the Gene Buck lyrics. Takes 2 and 3 from December 6, 1927 were issued on Columbia 1226-D. Maybe I'll Baby You was followed by The Definite Babying You, written by Burt Kalmar and Harry Ruby. That was Ronnie Monroe's Symphony Jazz Band on Odeon 78, number 02095, made in December of 1927. And the vocal duo? Ernest Scovell and Frederick Weldon. And Babying You led to I Can't Stop Babying You, written by Ted Fiorito, Henry W. Santley, and Gus Kahn. The label of Cameo 645, recorded in New York around December 8, 1924, credits the Agisi Olympic Theater Orchestra, directed by Umberto Agisi, E-G-I-Z-I. The recording may have actually been by Bob Herring, but Umberto Agisi was a real person and a huge presence in the Pittsburgh music scene for decades. He was born in Italy and studied music in Europe before arriving in the U.S., where he conducted orchestras in theaters and on radio. When William B. Hedges, manager of radio station KDKA Pittsburgh, finally persuaded Richard K. Mellon to advertise his electric power company's services on radio, he created a musical variety program called Pittsburgh Varieties as the vehicle. The weekly show featured dramatizations of the power company's services and included an orchestra under the direction of Umberto Agisi. In the late 1920s, with the advent of synchronized sound in movies, thousands of orchestra musicians who had played live musical accompaniment for silent films lost their jobs. Agisi and some fellow musicians made a valiant effort to reverse this trend and to restore full orchestral musical accompaniment for silent films in theaters. In March of 1930, he formed the Cine Music Company, which he described as a concrete, definitive move to make a place for those people who really want flesh-and-blood musicians enough to patronize a theater where they are featured. As a home for their shows, they reopened the Gaiety Theater in downtown Pittsburgh, and on opening night, March 14, 1930, it was packed with several thousand patrons, prompting a review in the next day's Pittsburgh Press to declare, "There is a market for real music in Pittsburgh." By 1931, however, 83% of American movie theaters were equipped with the new sound technology, and silent films continued their retreat to the fringes of motion picture exhibition.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 1930s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM, 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
This is, in fact, the first weekend in June. So, what better way to start off a segment about June than with the first weekend in June? Here are the Blue Jays.
The first weekend in June, a sentimental tune awakens in my heart that weekend in June. The clouds have all passed by, the sun is in the sky, and lovers softly sigh that weekend in June. And then the bees will tell the clover, and the stars will tell the moon, that the summer will be over very soon. So take what fate may bring, for these mean everything, a girl, a kiss, a ring, a weekend in June. and the bees will tell the clover, and the stars will tell the moon that the summer will be over very soon.
Vacation on an evening in June, we feel the inspiration of a thrill like a whippoorwill. Over on the hill, who welcomes the moon? An evening in June, with you framed in the twilight of an evening in June, with heaven for a skylight up above. I keep thinking of what it means to love with two hearts in tune. See all the shadows dancing, they kiss your cheek, play hide and seek. See nature start romancing, it's in the air, oh what can compare with an evening in June. How patiently I've waited for an evening in June. These hours were created just for two, fairy tales come true here alone with you. An evening in
about you.
Yep, the Manhattan Dance Makers, a Ben Selvin pseudonym with Yep, Long About June. With takes 1 and 2 from November 29th, 1927, issued on Harmony 552-H. William Haney wrote the words and music as Billy Haney, and he sings it on Willard Robeson's recording with the Deep River Orchestra on Path A, but the vocalist here was credited as Jerry White. It's possible that's a pseudonym for William Robin, but could also refer to Jerome White. Before that, Irving Aronson and his Commanders with An Evening in June from Royal Blue Columbia 3037-D, recorded April 18, 1935. Tot Seymour wrote the lyrics with the tune by V. Lawnhurst. The vocalist was Skippy Carlstrom, being heard on the show for the first time. Well, not really. You've heard Ed Kirkaby on the show lots of times, using pseudonyms including Wallace Kirkaby, Ted Wallace, and Eddie Lloyd, and Skippy Carlstrom is just one more. We started this June segment with the Blue Jays, a Harry Hudson pseudonym, and The First Weekend in June, written by Douglas Ferber and Vivian Ellis. The vocalist on Edison Bell Radio 78, number 1425, from around November 13, 1930, is Sam Brown, not a pseudonym. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour with me listening to rapidly rotating records. If you had half as much fun as I did, then I had twice as much fun as you. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.